You're listening to Irish Radio Candidate Home and Abroad. We heard from Kerry Mortimer earlier, and she was telling us all about the history of the GAA World Games that are happening in Waterford this coming week, and starting running Monday to Friday, and that's after this week. And as she mentioned, it caters to clubs as well as collections or groupings as well as countries. And Ottawa has teams in as well as under the Canada banner. Darren Snook is here with me, and Darren is with the Ottawa Gaels. And also I would take it leading into or leaning in towards having info on the Éire Óg Curling Club. Darren, thanks a million for taking the time. You're heading off to Waterford very shortly, and you're heading over as a member of the Ottawa team.
I'm actually one of the coaches for the Ottawa men's the men's team that's going for the GAA. So it's myself and Noel McGinnity who have spearheaded the project for the men's side.
So give me a bit of an insight into the men's team, because one of the things we chatted with Kerry about was that it's not just exclusively Irish-born players. In fact, a lot of the players are not Irish-born. What kind of a breakdown have you guys got?
So the entire team for that's going is all non-Irish-born players. All but one were born in Canada. We have one that was born in France and later emigrated here. But so they're all Canadian. All came through, kind of have played for Ottawa Gaels for the last while. Of the 14 on the team, not 10 have gone through the Ottawa Gaels youth system. So in that group, we have a couple sets of brothers, we have three sets of brothers and a set of cousins. So as the joke goes, you grow your team. You don't build it, you grow it.
It sounds to me like you breed your team.
Sometimes you gotta have to do what you do. There's nothing you gotta make sure you got the best. That's all that matters.
So I don't say this in any negative way, but it's not a little strange that there's nobody Irish on the team.
So it's designed, so the way the World Games is designed, there's two divisions set up. So there's what they call the International Division and then the Open Division. So what they mean by the International Division is that is structured for anybody who is anybody who hasn't touched the island as a kid. So anybody who hasn't grown up on the island, hasn't participated in GAA, specifically all GAA or LGFA, Camogie, all the four codes through their youth, who've lived, grown up, and spent their time in what they call one of the more developing counties.
Right.
So, yeah.
So to that end, then, the level of competition, it would vary greatly between one territory and another. And as you said, there's a very strong feeder program, and was a strong feeder program here between the schools and the youth program, that what you're now getting are people who have matured into solid players despite not being Irish-born.
Yeah, well, we've been really lucky is that with the Ottawa Gaels, we've been specifically, and I can speak to Ottawa specifically, is that we've had the opportunity of really solid coaching for all the way through the youth program, from the likes of Noel McGinnity and Kerry Beeching both, who have kind of spearheaded youth projects in kind of two areas of the city, which has been nice, and it has allowed for a lot of solid development. We've had a lot of kind of those part of the diaspora who've come in to, you know, offset or introduce new skills and a different way of thinking sometimes to improve specific areas. And, you know, it's homegrown talent is important, but you have to respect that there is people who have come in from, you know, who've played and have competed and have coached on within, you know, larger county boards that can bring new information to us or new stuff. So it also, we always take advantage of any time that we have anybody who has a background in it. We try and add them to the mix to see if they can learn more and take more time with it. So that's kind of how we look at that from that point of view.
So Darren, are any of these players, veterans of the previous games.
Yes. So of the 14 that are going, 10 were in Derry on the men's team in 2023. We have four new guys who've come in, join us, who are in the youth, what I call the youth category. They're young guys who have augmented an already existing growing contingent of solid men. Some old faithful have come through. We have a couple guys who are, this is their kind of, I think is going to be their last hurrah as well. So this is a young team, but is hungry nonetheless.
Right. And I understand, like, you were playing Monday to Friday, coming to the Fridays when it all comes to finals. But in the lead up to it, is it a league format that then comes to a knockout? So it works in that fashion.
Yeah, more like that. So it works out that kind of it's the first 2 days, like usually 2 days, two games a day for the first 3 days. And then usually into end of day three, you kind of know where you are in kind of the knockout stages. And then you go from there but you kind of keep pushing all the way to Friday. And Friday is ultimately when you're trying to get there for hardware.
Indeed. And Darren, while we've talked about the Ottawa team and it being from the international stream and that passion, are there any Ottawa players then representing Canada?
So we all are there representing Canada under the Canada banner. We had luckily Ottawa Gales had the opportunity to submit two Paris teams. So specifically stating that we could pick people from our region, and we were able to submit that, and we were luckily, thanks to the cooperation of the CJA, allowed us to do that. As two of the 10 teams that are going, we were able to kind of pull from our local group, and we didn't have to amalgamate from other parishes and other clubs.
You know, what's phenomenal in many ways is that, like, relatively speaking, Ottawa is small. And when I say relatively speaking, I mean, like, Montreal is a bigger location. You get down to Toronto and you have all the different clubs down there. It's a huge area with lots of players. So it's a phenomenal achievement that Ottawa is able to do what it's doing at this Games.
Yeah, we think so. We're really proud of it. We're really it's one of the great investments that we've made as a club, is focusing on kind of that youth development. And if you look at the demographic of Ottawa versus a Montreal or Toronto, traditionally you find people who, when they emigrate here, they're generally a little bit more settled. So you have people here who are going to be a long time. So this is, you're finding a lot of these kids are kind of second or third generation from family members who have emigrated from Ireland over here. So this is, you know, a chunk of them will have some level of distant Irish roots in them, which has made it easier, right? So you have people who have their kids starting at, you know, U6, U8, U10, and kind of sticking with it all the way through. The other great benefit for us as well is that we have kids coming from a multi-sport background. So you're getting athletic kids coming through who are coming with a variety of skills, which has made, kind of created an environment where we've been able to really hone on that ability to push these guys to kind of the next level.
Well, Darren, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know when we chatted with Kerry earlier on, she indicated that social media will be the place while you're over there to keep an eye on progress, and that TG Cahir will be broadcasting on the Friday, particularly as I understand it. And we will share the links if they are available. If they're not geo-blocked, we'll happily share those on social media. And I hope that when you get there, that the weather is benevolent and that the and that the opposing team are benevolent and that you are not.
And well, that you, much appreciated.
And that you come back with some hardware.
Well, that's the plan. That's the plan. We're hoping for some decent weather. It sounds like they're not getting as scorching weather as we are here, which has been nice. We appreciate it. We'll try and keep everybody updated as much as we can through the Ottawa Gales social media as well, to kind of, if they want to take a look at kind of how our two parish teams are doing, we'll try and keep everybody up to date. We're going to see if we can see if there's going to be any videos or anything of that, if we can upload that as kind of as the day goes through.
Well, what's most important is those videos are the ones where you're scoring.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
And we need to see lots of those.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay. Darren, thanks a million for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.